Good morning. It's the 10th of July. Our middle reading today is Isaiah 66. I'm reading again from Brother Ray Willett's book. We finished yesterday by reflecting upon the peace that will exist between God and man. And we read verse 25. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. These blessings will also be felt by the other nations. The cleansing judgments will result in a great reduction in the world's population. The slain of the Lord shall be many, as we read in chapter 66, verse 16. Those who survive will be humbled and cleansed, and they will see the Lord's hand at work for his people Israel. The time cometh that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and shall see my glory, verse 18 reads in the Revised Version. God will still use the people of Israel as a witness to his existence, sending them to the nations who have as yet not heard of the God of Israel. The rest of the people of Israel who still remain amongst the nations will return home, as verse 20 tells us. Of the tribe of Levi, the family of Zadok will function as priests in the temple of Ezekiel that will be built for millennial worship, while the remainder will function as Levites. And I will also take of them for the priests and for Levites, saith the Lord, in chapter 66, verse 21. To this temple the nations of the earth will go to worship God, in order to learn of his ways and to walk in his paths. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord, in verse 23. Ezekiel tells us that after the judgments of God have swept through the land, and the northern invaders have been defeated, the Israelites will go through burying the dead. The carcasses will be slowly destroyed by cleansing fire and worm. To this place the worshippers will be taken to learn dramatically that the wages of sin is death. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. Ezekiel 39, verse 24. It was to these words that Jesus alluded in Mark 19, verses 42 to 48, when he exhorted all disciples to be ruthless with their lusts and passions, not offending their fellow believers in word or deed, lest they too, in the judgment, should be reckoned among those who have transgressed against God, and end their life amongst the carcasses in the Gehenna of the coming age. The time between the resurrection and return of Jesus is shown to be a time of opportunity for both Jew and Gentile to associate themselves with the Lord's sacrifice and to prepare themselves for his return, when he will come with power and great glory to cleanse the earth and to establish the kingdom seen by Isaiah in his opening vision. In revealing all this, the prophet shows us the ways of God with individuals and nations. Assyria, Babylon, and Persia are dealt with in detail, and Israel is shown to be a witness to the existence of God and to the certainty of his purpose. May we respond to Isaiah's message and the offer of salvation in Jesus Christ, and bring forth the fruits of righteousness, and so be numbered amongst the servants of God who will hear the welcome words at the judgment seat of Christ. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Thank you for listening.